Friday night. Like I always say, this is our own club. We're going to rock all night long. If you know someone that has to connect, send them the link. Ask them to join. Tonight is a landmark in our lives. It's a special night. Let's make sure we are on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Mixed LR and YouTube. Hallelujah. 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 Everyone joining us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Mixelaro, and for those of us present here, you're welcome to the fourth day of the February 2023 Hallelujah Challenge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It promises to be a very awesome day in God's presence. And we're going to quickly read our scriptures, Isaiah chapter 44. We're going to start tonight, or continue tonight, reading Isaiah chapter 44, verse 23, and then verse 26. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, verse 23. Hallelujah. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You earth beneath, burst into song, you mountains, you forests and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. Verse 26. Who carries out the words of his servants and does what? And fulfills the predictions of his messengers. Who says of Jerusalem, it shall be inhabited. Of the towns of Judah, they shall be rebuilt. And of their ruins, I will restore them. That will be the testimony of someone tonight. And just in case you are watching us and maybe you are not part of the session last night and you don't know what's going on, tonight's a very special night. So it's not too late. In case you missed the memo, tonight we are dressing like our miracle. So that thing that you have trusted God for, if you've trusted God for a baby, if you've trusted God for a job, if you've trusted God for something in ministry, anything you have trusted God for, dress that person. If you are in your house, it's not too late. So pick up that clothing item and wear and dress like your miracle. Hallelujah. Now let's go to our core scripture, Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. I want us to read it together. One, two, go. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. This also will be the testimony of someone tonight in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to this special night, and I would encourage you to open yourself. It's a prophetic night, it's a prophetic atmosphere. Open yourself to what God is about to do tonight. And I know, we are assured that testimonies will arise from tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, just to mention this, you know, our pastor always talks about just coming out of, when you come out of a tribe. So today we're looking at some pictures. I never even knew he was going to call me up to do the introduction of personalities from City of David, the tribe of City of David that was pastored by Pastor Esco. And we're looking at some pictures that we had gotten some years ago during Pastor's 40th birthday of when they used to dress. I think the idea was to dress like a fool for God. And we're looking at the pictures of many of the people there who dressed that way and just trying to compare their life today and how they looked like 15 years ago when they dressed that way. So you who is dressing that part today, you will look back at the pictures and you will look at your before and after and you will know that it was only the hand of God that accomplished this in the name of Jesus. So please open your mind to the prophetic atmosphere. There's a scripture in the Bible in Acts when Paul and his team were in the house of Caesarea. These things are prophetic. And Agabus had come to the house. And he wanted to give a word of prophecy to Paul. And he took Paul's belt and tied himself with Paul's belt. So that was a token for the person who was going to give a word of prophecy to. So today you are your own prophet. You will take your cloth. You will take what belongs to you. And you are going to dress that part. And you are going to praise God. And you are going to thank God. And as you thank God, doors will open tonight. Testimonies will abound tonight. And every bound will be loosed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now join me once again as I bring up God's servant.
to lead us further to the service, Pastor Nathaniel Bassi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I see that Instagram just got disconnected there. So let's wait about a minute. It just ended, the internet went out. So let's wait for them. Are we still connected on YouTube? So is it back now? Check. Let's wait for them about a minute. Just check the connection. Check the internet connection of that. We want everyone to be blessed. So we'll wait for them. Let's get the best connection for them. Everybody must partake. Are we there? Heaven on earth. Are we there? There will be. So just exercise patience. Tonight is Friday night, so. But meanwhile, we're still live on YouTube. We're connected, right? Read out of mercy today. Okay, Instagram is back. Instagram is back. Okay, so I think it was the connection. It wasn't Instagram. The internet just cut out. So have we sorted it out? Have we sorted it out? Because I'm about to fire. Are we ready? Is it a yes in the affirmative so that I can tell them to migrate? Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let us explain this night. This night, we'll have about 3 sessions. So, number 1 session is the normal Hallelujah challenge. We will go and, you know, sing the sounds and the songs of Hallelujah, proclaim Hallelujah. Number 2, we will have Thanksgiving. Say Thanksgiving. Now, let me explain why it's Thanksgiving. Hope says God will do it. Faith says God has done it. Hope says God go do one. Faith says God don't do one. So tonight is about how do you speak when God has done it? How do you act when God has done it? Amen. How do you dress when God has done it? Amen. So our dressing is an expression of our word faith. Amen. And as Emeka rightly said, I used to be in the city of David, and we used to have a Sunday called The Fools for God. We will dress, you know, in a very interesting manner. And like you said, a lot of the people who dress that way have experienced the reality of what they dressed years ago. For example, my pastor is the director of budget and planning, Ben Akabwezi. It was the city of David. And a lot of the MDCOs and great people in our nation, they used to come to those services dressed like that. Amen. I used to go there when we had prophetic services with my mouthpiece and dancing. Today, see what I'm doing. So today is a landmark in someone's life. Amen. So during the Thanksgiving session, you will dance towards the altar. You know how we do it in Nigerian churches and African churches where you come out for Thanksgiving? You will do that. We will call you forward and you dance with your testimonies. And we will speak and sing in the past tense. Amen. So you will say, God, do it. You will say, He has done it. So our songs will be in the what? In the past tense. And you will act and rejoice like when He has done it. Now, when you leave tonight, the devil is very cunning. He will come to lie to you. Please, when he comes to lie to you and show you signs that negate the things you said today, don't agree with him. So you may leave here as a pregnant woman and go back and spot, and he tell you, "Nto," tell him, "Meh." Hallelujah. Then the last session will be our prayers and altar calls and closure. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? God does not leave us without a sign. Let me give you one of the signs. Yesterday, which was the 10th, one of our guys in church, in fact, one of two prays with me closely. I have a few young people who pray with me and for me. Just get them together. His wife was suddenly summoned to the hospital. She's pregnant. I mean, almost time to deliver, but was not supposed to deliver. But for some reason, they had to give her a bed rest because of high BP. And for the strangest reason, she had to give birth on the 10th as a prophetic sign that tonight there will be a heavy downpour of babies today. Heavy downpour. Hallelujah. 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 Are you ready for hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah. Satan, you are in big trouble. The Lord reigneth in our lives today. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
my Jesus conquer barrenness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. I am serving the God of miracles. I know. Yes, I know. Are you serving?
Thank you. Yeah.
service. When you see what God has done, you will say, the next time you check for pregnancy, you say, when you do that test, you will say, when the enemy comes like a flood, you will open your mouth and say, when they tell you you cannot make it, tell them, say, when the devil says you will not leave but die, tell him, hallelujah, say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 not go finish for your mouth, hallelujah, not go finish for your mouth, okay. 2023.
2023. When I say 2023, say it's a donkey. 2023. 2023. When I say 2023, say my song to shine. 2023. In the next 48 hours, I will hear Pastor Nat come and see you. The sound of rejoicing, the sound of victory, shall not depart from your tabernacle. Nigeria, hear the word of the Lord. There is about to be a sound of rejoicing in our nation, in Africa, and in the nations represented here tonight. The earth will yield and increase. The gates of hell shall not prevail. There is a people coming. There is a people rising. And they are blazing with light. I hear a song, I don't know why it comes to me. Your name is a strong tower. Jesus, to you belong all power. Jesus, wherever I go, your name is a strong power. Hallelujah. Now we are taking part B, Say thanksgiving. So the instruction is you're going to come forward. Wherever you are, go towards your screen. Keep it somewhere and go towards it. Like thanksgiving. Amen. So you're going to, you know, in our church when we are doing thanksgiving, people dance forward. So what you were waiting for is not going to happen. It has happened. So how do you act when it has happened? Can you help me with water? Hey! If you are not sweating, you did not praise God. Halal is to be clamorously foolish before God. Can I give you 30 seconds to misbehave in the Holy Ghost? Be a fool for God. Hey! Halal, halal, this will be clamorously foolish. Hey, you're the best of God. He's fighting our battles. This is how we fight. Halal, halal, halal. Hey, is to become a fool in his presence. To become like a child. Hey, yada ba 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 ba. Hey, yakola. Hey. He uses the foolish things to confound the wise. The Egyptians you see today, I prophesy you shall see them no more. The cancer you saw today, you shall see them no more. The terror you saw today, you shall see them no more. Anyone marked for death is cancelled. I say that appointment of untimely death is cancelled. It's cancelled. I say it's cancelled. Say, I will live and fulfill the length of my days in Jesus' name. So, we are going to the Thanksgiving now. So, Thanksgiving, when you are coming, say you behave like your testimony. See, you have to act it. Remember, hope says God will do it. Faith says God has done it. Hope says God go do it. Faith says God don't do it. Amen. E flat. So as we sing, you dance forward. I see a billionaire coming forward. That's the case. Hey. Those of you at the back, everybody is dancing forward. What is this? A flat. Are you ready? So if it's a baby, you come with your baby. Amen. You have made me laugh again. You have made me laugh again. You have filled my mouth with laughter. You have made me laugh again. You have made me. You have made me. You have made me dance again. You have made me dance again. You have filled my life with music. You have made me laugh, made me dance. Hey. you going to your wedding reception, you better than. Hey, you have made me sing again. You have made me sing again. You have filled my mouth with singing. You have made me sing. Fill my mouth with singing. You have made me shine again. You have made me shine again. Listen. You have filled my life with glory. You have made me shine again. You made me.
You have made me shine again.
Glory.
You have made me shine again.
You have made me laugh again. Women, you have made me laugh again. Listen, you have filled my womb with Isaac. You have made me laugh again. Made me. Are you ready for the next one? afflicted. He has taken away the pain and given you peace of mind. Oh, laughing, we will be rejoicing, but it is deeply prophetic. Father, we have come before your altar to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let me tell you what this is. Go to Psalm 50 verse 23, Amplified. Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. Remember, we spoke about altars. Say altars. On altars, what happens on altars is there are sacrifices. Psalm 50 verse 23. There is no altar without sacrifice. And the way we sacrifice in the New Testament is through our thanksgiving. Remember, we said altars speak. On altars, destinies are altered. Things are sorted out. We have come before the presence of God and erected this altar. This heavenly altar by reason of Calvary. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares the way that I may show him. To him I will demonstrate the salvation of God. As you have offered sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise on his altar, may you experience the salvation of God. In that area for which you have offered your sacrifice, begin to experience his salvation. That word salvation is an all-encompassing word. It means deliverance. It means prosperity. It means welfare. It means everything good. In the New Testament, it's called soteria. It's all-encompassing. Because you have offered this sacrifice, I kneel before God's altar today
to say the things that need to be altered for good in your lives are altered. I decree the release of miracle babies. No matter what they have said scientifically, no fallopian tube, blocked tubes, low sperm counts, whatever the case, no womb, we declare them reversed right now. On this altar, you will come back to testify. That which we have waited for has come to pass. I hear a word in my spirit saying the devil has been defeated in your life. That Goliath that troubled you drowns from today. If they had human agencies or systems, they drown as well. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has arisen on our behalf. The enemies have scattered. As we raise our praise today, the enemies have bowed. We declare a rain of babies tonight. This month. This year. And not just babies, we declare ideas for which inventions. You will sleep and wake up and be pregnant with ideas. Ideas that will change the world. Businesses that will change the world. That job you were waiting for has already come. It is not coming, it has come. You will walk into strange favors. We release strange favors. There is an unusual grace present tonight. It will speak in your life. Whatever is called darkness in our life gives way to light. I say, let there be light. The mercy of God begins to speak on your behalf. As we began praying, I saw someone or people with memory issues. As I looked on my right, I had memory. That memory is healed right now. You have more understanding than your teachers. You understand more than the ancients. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I hear greatness. I hear greatness. I hear greatness. The grace that makes great is released right now. This scripture keeps coming to my mind. Let me read it. Keeps coming to my mind. Keeps coming. Isaiah 54 says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing. And cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, fear the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy inhabitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. You didn't hear me. I say your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. That families that has not experienced any weddings, we declare weddings this year. Everyone under the sound or influence of this broadcast who desires godly marriages, we release you to your marital destiny. Whatever was wrong is made right. You will marry right. You will marry in God's will. It will happen speedily. I said speedily. I said speedily. Young men, begin to see. That veil is taking off. Young men, I said, begin to see. And you have confirmations. Young ladies, begin to be seen. That which covered you is taken away. There is a glory on you right now. It makes you preferred. It makes you the chosen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you know that one of the tricks of the enemy is to make sure that the kingdom does not expand? I was listening to a politician, and when he was analyzing his politics, he said something about, you know, a part of this country. He said, we have the population. Meanwhile, Christians are trying to say, no, just have one, two. Meanwhile, God said to go and multiply. I know there's the economic factor, but if God gave the word, he will sponsor it.
I declare, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. We declare the rise of kingdom billionaires. On this altar tonight, I declare the rise of kingdom entrepreneurs, global shakers. I said, begin to rise. Rise by prophecy. Rise by the hand of God. Christian CEOs, where are you? Begin to rise. Businesses who've never seen, begin to rise. Ah. Postgraduate opportunities begin to open. I mean, Ivy League opportunities begin to open. We release scholarships tonight. There is a young man I know who is watching right now. If you are watching, please type your testimony. He's the one. Or maybe if you can send us your testimony, we'll play it quickly. Today is Friday night. Are we in a hurry? Today is Friday night now. When you used to go to the club, you used to be drunk and in stupor. 5 o'clock, you go home. But we are drunk in the presence of God. Can we spend 15, 20 more minutes in His presence? Eh? We're in the presence. Leave me at the altar with my... No, listen, we're not done. I was just demonstrating. We are not done. Let's settle some matter tonight. Ah, I see what somebody is doing. I like that. Begin to hold your baby like your baby needs to breastfeed. Prophetically. Otherwise, just hold your baby. Say, don't cry. Act your answers. Father, we thank you for scholarships tonight. There was a particular Hallelujah Challenge Festival. There was a guy who was forced to come. If you remember that festival, I was ministering at the King's Court, and then I turned back. He was at the gallery, and we prophesied strange what scholarships. He graduated from Imperial College, London. If you can, just send me a video. Say I am the one, so that we'll show it. I stand on that testimony right now for those desirous and in God's will to further their studies abroad. By the strange workings of the favor of God, let it happen right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the way maker is making a way. Travel opportunities, business opportunities, begin to own properties, opportunities in ministries. Let the doors of ministries be open. I see many female ministries. Let them begin to open right now. Let the Deborahs begin to rise. Let Esther's begin to rise. Deborah's begin to rise. Hannah's begin to rise. Abigail's begin to rise. Begin to rise and shine. Hey, hey, I say arise and shine. Kingdom builders, arise and shine. Kingdom financiers, arise and shine. May money meet money in our hands. Don't follow them and speak to say there is no dollar in town. For you, there is dollar. Surplus when you need it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And let's deal with some spiritual things. We release wisdom. We release wisdom. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. We release prophetic mantles. Now, everyone who can't speak in tongues or is not baptized, lay your hands on your head as I stretch forth my hands. At the count of three, Holy Spirit, baptize them. Give them the tongue of the ready writer. Let them be filled right now. Let them burst forth laughing. Holy Ghost, move! When I say 1, 2, 3, you say, Holy Ghost, move! Father, we release an outpouring of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your people be filled. Let them be filled out of your belly. Let it flow rivers of living waters. I can't forget our children. Let our children be made for signs and for wonders. Our children begin to grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. Their lives will not be cut short. They will not be defiled. They will not be abused. They will not be initiated into darkness. Their angels watch over them 24/7. In the name of Jesus. And in this anointing, I pray for that couple that, you know, We've had power issues because of various sound systems and all those. But a couple sent us a brand new 50 kVA generating set. Father, we prophesy that that couple will not decline. They will arise and shine. You will power their lives. We declare them the next kingdom builders and billionaires. In the name of Jesus. Even the one who gave us the Hallelujah house, we speak your blessing over her. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, please, I'm not materialistic. But the Bible says that as his city through prosperity shall be spread abroad. This kingdom, see, we need money to fight for the oppressed, for the orphans. We do that a lot in the Hallelujah challenge. That those that will handle God's money well to finance the kingdom, to take care of the poor, to sponsor the brethren. May money meet money in your hands. In the name of Jesus. Let me go back to the odd point of the Spirit. When I say 1, 2, 3, say Holy Spirit move. Can we pray in tongues for 1 minute? Wherever you are around the world, there's about to be an avalanche of the Spirit of God. A baptism of fire. Father, we release this river wherever they are. Everyone tonight born again, but yet to be baptized with fire and power. As we make this declaration, move. Breath of God, Ruach Elohim. When I say 1, 2, 3, say Holy Spirit move. 1, 2, 3, Holy Spirit move. Open your mouth and pray in tongues now by faith. Give him thanks. In Jesus' name. Let me go back to that memory loss is restored. That memory loss is restored. That memory loss is restored. Whatever led to that is sorted out. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, for our pregnant women who have taken in already, they will carry to full term. Begin to name your babies now. While we are doing that, before we take the altar call, can I get my voter's card? In this atmosphere, let's declare over Nigeria. Let's use our voter's card as point of contact, your passport or whatever it is. We're in the month of our elections. Remember, I always say the land you bless does what? Blesses you. God has a big plan for Nigeria. Let me tell you, I have some American friends, gospel music ministers and, you know, stars abroad, you know, who, by virtue of the grace of God on my life, you know, I know quite some people. I was talking to one of them, and they said to me, we listen to young Nigerian preachers. These are pastors of churches. They say my pastors are in Nigeria. They listen to the Apostle Robert, the Apostle Selman, and the young. So God is doing great things. Our songs have been sung around the world. Brooklyn Tabernacle, you know, Potter's House, CDJs. They sing our songs every other Sunday. That's the sign that Nigeria is coming. Say Nigeria is coming. Say Africa is coming. Can you raise your voter's card that in this election that God's will be done? There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, only the counsel of God shall stand. Say, Father, in this election, let the counsel of men fail. Say, let money fail in this election. Let the counsel of God, let the chosen of God prevail. Open your mouth and pray. By the mercy of God. Please pray. I know how you prayed for yourself. Pray more. Father! In this election, let only the counsel of God for Nigeria be established.
And by extension, we pray for other nations of the earth. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Let the will of man or man not prevail. Let the will of God, let those that God has chosen prevail. Make a way for them. We DPR those whose time is up. We drive them out. We pull them out. And we replace them. We replace them with men of upright hearts and skillful hands. Men and women who are responsible, trustworthy, and competent. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Nigeria. Say thank you for Nigeria. Wave that voter's card. Say we declare that this has become a prophetic tool for victory for our nation. Wave it. Say thank you, Jesus. Say we've come to this altar of Calvary. Let it speak for Nigeria. Let it speak for Nigeria. Let the years of wastage, of destruction, of sorrow come to an end. Still we usher in a new dispensation of righteousness, of justice, of development, of rejoicing in our nation and the nations of Africa and the world. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray for Turkey. Let's pray for God's comfort on that nation. And that through this that has happened, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would reign. Open your mouth and pray for Turkey. I heard about 15,000 people died. That God will comfort them. And that what was meant for evil will turn out for their good. That through this, the gospel of Jesus Christ will flourish in Turkey and Syria. Please pray for the nations of the earth. And those who are yet to be rescued. I remember there's a Ghanaian player who is stuck. If he still be alive, let's send angels to rescue him. So let the angels of God rescue those who are still stuck under the rubble. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's rise and give him thanks. What a night. Before we go, we must, crown it with this. And then remember the 10 trumpet sound. Remind me. And don't miss day 5. 5 is the number of word grace. So we go from glory to glory. They go from strength to strength. All of them who appear were in Zion. Now to a very special group of people. Please don't log out. The playing of the trumpet is the icing, is the crowning. Amen. And today I feel led to declare number 6. The blessing in number 6. So don't go. Now this is one of the highest points of Hallelujah Challenge. I say this because over the years, I have seen people who have been saved by Hallelujah Challenge. In fact, some of them are now spiritual sons and daughters planted in our churches. So I've seen the fruit of Hallelujah Challenge. You may have had a good time dancing, singing. You felt joy. But you see, all of that amounts to nothing if Jesus is not the Lord of your life. And what do I mean? When we are born into sin because of Adam. See, Adam, the first Adam, our progenitor, who sinned, Adam and Eve. And because of that sin run through our bloodline. A newborn baby does not need to be taught to lie. They just lie by default. Because there is sin in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. But the second Adam came, Jesus Christ. He took upon himself the body of sin and was punished. He died so that if you accept that sacrifice, there's something called the great exchange. His life becomes your life. That's what it means to be born again. It's the gospel. And all you need to do to activate that is to confess with your mouth. Because through the confession of the mouth, we confess to salvation. And then we believe with the heart. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ
raised was raised from the dead, you will be saved. So stay with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. Thank you. I come to you today and I ask for your mercy. Wash me in your blood. Break the power of sin in my life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I declare I am born again. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Satan has no right. Satan has no say. He has no stake. He has no share anymore in my life. I belong to Jesus. My life has become a praise unto our God in Jesus' mighty name. Now let me pray for you. Father, for everyone who has said that prayer, I declare them saved to the uttermost. For no man can come to you except the Father draws them. Thank you for drawing these ones. I declare that you establish them in the faith. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them for your glory. Now, if you've said that prayer, please go to our site, hallelujahchallengelife.com. What did I say? Hallelujahchallengelife.com. The hallelujah has a J instead of a Y. Hallelujahchallengelife.com. I'm going to have to put the link on my bio again because it's not there. When you go there, click on the link, you find the form, fill it. When you fill it, we will get back to you. What we do after Hallelujah Challenges, we have a team of about 30, 40 of you, Abi. So dedicated to show you the way, to tell you more about this new way, to help you find your footing and establish in the faith. So it's very important that you fill the form. And yes, somebody sent us an e-book. Please remind us. Emeka, I told you about that e-book. So we will send soft copies and hard copies for those we can send to. Free of charge. So it's part of the things we pay for. So free of charge. And Bibles. You don't have to pay for anything. And then if you don't have a Bible believing church, we will recommend one to you, around you, so that you go and be planted, so you grow. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom. Let's welcome our new brothers and sisters. Be excited. Be excited for them. Amen. I got a prayer request. There's somebody in coma, a man in coma for some days. Let's declare resurrection power. Say, Father, we declare that that man will rise right now. Let the resurrection power of Christ Jesus come upon him. Open your mouth and pray. Father, let the dead come back to life. Let the dead come back to life. There's somebody with an hearing problem. Let that ear pop open even now. In the name of Jesus. There's another lady who wrote about a cardiovascular issue. As you sleep and wake up, let there be a renewal. Let the doctors of heaven operate on that heart right now. In the name of Jesus. We release the healing virtue right now. Begin to do what you couldn't do. Back pain, be healed right now. Bone issues, be healed right now. Blood conditions, be healed. Liver, kidney, be healed right now. High BP, normalize right now. Blood sugar, diabetes, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. There is a foster parent. I hear foster parent. I just heard foster parent. Foster parent. I heard the word foster. Let the hand of the Lord come upon you right now. You will know yourself. I have foster parents. Let the power of God come on you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let me say this. After the Hallelujah Challenge, we will have what we call the Marathon Messiah's Praise. Say the MM Praise. So we'll flow from here straight into that. Remember the lady who gave her testimony on the 10 years? Remember, 10 years too. I put out another testimony today. It was 10 years. There's something about 10 years. My wedding anniversary is what, 10 years. Oasis will be 10 years. Everywhere, 10, 10, 10. What was I saying before I made my wedding? Marathon Praise. It begins on the 27th. So, in the morning, the adverts will be up. Please, I encourage you to be a part of it so that you just flow into another session of victory. Amen. Lift up your hands. Let's close. Father, in the name of Jesus, just as a prophetic sign, there is no power in this oil by itself. It's just a symbol of the anointing. The Bible says that in Bethel, Jacob did what? Poured oil on the stones. We erected an altar here tonight. So this is a prophetic symbol. We pour this oil in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let anointing flow into the lives of your people. On this altar, let there be oil. We release oil of gladness in Jesus' mighty name. And we seal this prophetic service with the sound of the trumpet. 10 trumpets sound and you shout hallelujah after every sound. Are you ready? And also, you want to give, you want to partner with us, go to the website hallelujahchallengelife.com. There's a page for partnership. You know, tonight is a good night to do that. It's a good night to do that. Okay? You want to bless this amazing team and help what we do, please go there, you'll find the details. What was lost has been found. Say, what was lost has been found. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now, for the rest of the night and morning, begin to text and wish your fellow hallelujahs congratulations. Say congratulations. Congratulations. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Can they pray for us? Come. Those of you online, just pray for the team. Say, Father, bless this team. Say, bless Pastor Knight and his team. Just pray for us. Okay? Just pray for us very quickly. Just 1 minute. Release prayers. Cover us in the blood. The devil does not like what we do. Cover us, that the enemy shall not exact upon us, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict us. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, that you will condemn. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and our righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. That the Lord himself will be a wall of fire round about us, and be the glory in our midst. That he will give his angels charge over us, and the angels of the Lord will be around about us who fear him. Amen. God bless you. Don't miss day 5. Day 5 is what? Day of grace. Amen. And please send in your testimonies. Video testimonies. Don't do... when you were waiting, when they were laughing at you, you were not anonymous. I don't know why we do this. So I want to be anonymous. When they were mocking you, you were not anonymous. Now God has done it. You want to be anonymous. Anonymous call. Anonymous. Okay, let's go. Bless you. Amen. Now, team, let's thank God. Ask room. Let's.